Welcome to The Light Show with Daniella Breen. Hey everyone, welcome to The Light Show. My name is Daniella Breen and I am really looking forward to this show today. You may have picked up, we had some time mix-ups in Blog Talk Radio seems to mess up the times around daylight savings changeovers. So please disregard the times on Blog Talk Radio itself and instead keep an eye out for my e-zine emails. If you haven't signed up for that, it's daniellamebreen.com and you can go there and sign up for the free e-zine emails and I'll let you know the times in Australian Eastern Time and Pacific Time. So, keep an eye out for that. I do videos, I make notices and announcements on Facebook and YouTube. It's all out there, but I do apologize because Blog Talk Radio keeps messing up the times. All right. So, again, welcome to The Light Show, where we stand. Each of us holding our light shoulder to shoulder, generating an extraordinary and spectacular mandala of light through the human race. Very strong, very beautiful, deepening all the time. There is no agenda to the mandala and to our holding of light beyond all being free. All of us, each of us being free. This is the journey we are on, and The Light Show is committed, devoted to holding the light and gathering others who stand together holding the light for the purpose of freedom for all. I want to thank you, everyone, for your feedback. I'm receiving increasing amounts of feedback and responses. Please keep the comments coming. They are really appreciated. It is very difficult here on air. We do not see who is listening in. So the only way we hear about it is by you telling me. So comment on Facebook, on the Blog Talk Radio episodes, please put your comments out there. YouTube is another place, and messaging me privately as well. All appreciated. Okay, so let's have a look. There's a lot to go through in the show today, and the most important thing, of course, is that each of us is holding our own light. So, to start with, by your gathering here, a holding light. Your intention in positivity, in joy, in presence, you are light holders, which is an aspect and a significant aspect, a core aspect of light work. The training and development of skill and ability and presence in holding light is infinite. That means that with little knowledge, with little understanding, you are holding the light. Just by the understanding the concept that you have your own light and you can hold it and you gather here and you are standing with others who are holding their own light, that's enough to get you started. But as you develop your skill, as you work in holding your light, as you put your attention on different aspects of life and hold the light under those conditions, under those intentions, under those focuses, you are holding, expanding your skill in holding light. As we gather together here, I share consciousness in holding light. And as that is shared and you are present in that, you are expanding your ability and presence in holding light. This is strong. You are sacred. You have sacred design. Holding your own light is a part of actioning that design. And the design is beautiful. The design develops into generating a wonderful world. A world of freedom and peace and joy and creativity and expansion of light, of love, of wonders. This is what we are returning to. Once upon a time, we were living this way in Lemurian times. Then conditions changed and we were diverted, misdirected as a race. However, now is the prophesied time. Now is the time foretold that we are leaving the distortion and gathering together to generate a beautiful world. Holding the light is a significant aspect of that. And there's a lot of misunderstanding of what holding the light means. You know, many believe that they are holding the light when they are clearing distortion, when they are healing, when they are aligning with using Reiki or aligning with nature or earth. All of those aspects are light work, aspects of light work, but they are not holding your light. This is a very specific and extraordinary skill to develop. It is you coming into the light of God's choice for you. God holds for you. And what God holds for you is extraordinary. It is about being all that you can be. Living a wonderful, free, expansive, joyful, creative life. Designing your own life. Love and community and privacy, isolation, whatever you choose, designing your own life and living it. being creative, designing in light, design goes beyond but includes drawing on paper, doing sculptures, creating music, writing books and poetry. Creating in light goes far beyond that. But the core step, the starting step, is holding your light. Coming from that. Expressing with that. And through that, as though that is the ink in your pen, your light. As though that is the colors and the shapes on your page, your light. Beyond that is much more to create and to live and to be, far beyond what humanity has known itself as for a very long time. And yes, some have had little insights. And they think that's it, beyond. It's beyond anything that has been shown to any aspect of humanity for a very long time. Be happy. Rejoice in this. Get hopeful about this. Get excited about this. Because it is your God-chosen right. It is what God holds for you. Peace. Freedom. My God, if you choose, you can sit in your home and watch TV all day. But I promise you that once you are free, fully home, fully aligned with your light, in flow with your light, you probably won't be interested in at all in television. You probably won't be interested at all in living the quiet life. But if you are, then that is your choice. It is entirely about your freedom and what you choose. But holding your light is a developing skill, is a developing ability, is a developing aspect of freedom, of strength that I hold for you, that I hold, that you choose and that you action. Why do you think I do a radio show about holding your light? It's because I hold this for each of you, for each and every one, that you ignite your relationship with your light and you develop your ability and presence with your light under each and every circumstance, under each and every condition, that you hold your light, that you are present, deeply immersed in your light, that your entire being, your entire knowing, present with your light. Then also developing relationships with other light, with external light, with earth's light, with nature's light, with the fae, the fairies, those beautiful beings, fae light, other people, heart light. We with other beings of light. And yes, of course, with God, the ultimate sacred truth of all that is, the ultimate consciousness from which all springs, God light. Find out more of what you are, more of who you are, more of what can be. Open the doors to the sacred light that you are. Open the doors and express and be and live and design and create with your light. With your light. The thing that I promised to talk about in this episode is the building of strength in and out of focus. So now that we've deepened our alignment with our own light, streaming, pouring through your heart, into your body, into your world, into your presence, saturating, and make sure you're receiving it. And understand that each and every individual person's light is different to everyone else's. Just like a fingerprint, your light is uniquely you, is uniquely yours. And if you aren't accessing it and sharing it, then the world is missing out on your light. And it's important that your light is present in the world, through the world. So please hold presence with your light and work to, strive to, hold and move deeper into the consciousness of that condition. The consciousness of you holding light in all the different aspects of your life, in all the different ways that it can be done. And there are many ways in which holding light changes everything. So consider this. I know I've gotten off track. I know that I bypassed the building strength, and I will come back to that. But consider this important fact. You are now standing holding the light, your unique light, shoulder to shoulder, side by side with growing numbers, many people around the world who gather together on this show, on the playbacks, but mostly on the live show, and hold their light. Your unique light, each person's unique light, beautiful, shining, flowing in light around the world, throughout humanity. And humanity has a communal condition. There is a oneness to humanity. And this beautiful light gathering that you are now standing with, that you are a part of, creates tones in color and sound and shapes and rhythms and flows that presents as a changing mandala, like a kaleidoscope, transforms constantly as you turn the, I don't know, the kaleidoscope thing. It changes, it alters, and every single one is beautiful. Imagine each of those individual people holding light, each of those light streams gathered together, shoulder to shoulder. There is no competition. Only that the more you do this work, the stronger you become at it. That changes your life for the better, and it changes how you hold with it and how you work with it. That is the variation, as well as each light being individual and chosen by God. Do you see? Spectacular. Okay, so now I will revert to where I was, building strength in and out of focus. Now, here's what I want to focus on. Here's what I want to talk to you about in this work as we hold the light. If you've listened to my work before, if you've been present on other light shows, episodes, if you've trained with me, if you've worked with me, you will know about the form, your form. I'm going to do a brief outline again because I know that new people are coming all the time. Your form is, I liken it to clay, a block of clay. Your intention, your focus, what you hold for, if you are holding consistently enough and deeply enough, if your attention is zeroed in on this, present and strong, then your intention generates forms in the clay, okay, forms in your form. To sustain that condition. So that is true for anything that you choose. If you choose to be financially strong and you hold that consistently, you will have it. It will develop if you hold it consistently. There is also the condition that I try not to talk about too often on this show because the focus is light, and that is of distortion, clearing distortion, and distortion goes against what you choose and what you hold for. So learning clear distortion is significant in itself. However, the focus is holding. So the more consistently you hold the light, you hold your choice, sorry, in any aspect of life. Let's say you hold for the condition of love, of a loving relationship, to live together in a lovely home, you and your partner, for the rest of your days. Beautiful, light, loving, happy, joyful, playful, friendship and love. You hold that, not with neediness, not with fear, not with anxiety. All of that is distortion based and gets in the road. You've got to clear that. But you hold repeatedly for that until it becomes so impressed in your form that it holds its own shape, then that is being held in what we call the matrix. The matrix is what generates the world. So when you hold consistently in that condition, for that condition, that is the condition that you choose, that you hold for, then it forms in your form and becomes freestanding. In other words, whether your attention is on it or not, it is there and being held in the matrix. So when we talk about building the strength in and out of focus, okay, what I'm talking about is that your consistent presence here on this show, for example, here in these episodes, of holding your light consistently strong throughout your form, holding it becomes increasingly permanent. So that when you leave this call, when you leave this session, it continues to be impressed in your form. And so the condition continues. When you return to another show and you're holding your light consciously, intentionally, it deepens that impression and also expands that impression, because I am talking with you about different aspects of holding your light. And because I am doing that, it changes and shifts and deepens and complexes the way you are holding light. And so that strengthens and deepens the impression in your form. So that when you go about your life this time, it's with an even deeper condition of holding light. Do you see? So that even when you are out and about, living your life, doing your grocery shopping, washing the car, whatever it is you're doing, at some level, you are holding light, holding your light. It will also remind you, you'll think about it more because it's in your form, and your form is a part of you. It's one of your most important tools, your form, along with your mind and your heart, your light, your form. And so it does come back to you. It does hold you in it. When you're holding it, when you're holding your light in your form or anything that you're holding, your form, as that impression becomes stronger and deeper and more complex, it comes back to you. It reminds you. It reverberates through you. Not in an uncomfortable or negative way, in a wonderful way. It just reminds you that you are holding the light. And that deepens your presence with your light. Your form is significant. So when you are holding the light, you are impressing in your form. That condition of holding the light. So when you are on the show, you are deepening and strengthening that condition. I talk about different things. I talk about different aspects of holding the light. And so it develops in your form. That impacts how you think, what you know. It expands your ideas, your awareness, your presence. It deepens your presence with your light. It deepens you are holding. Then you go out there through your day, through your week, through your month, and you will notice that you are reminded of holding your light and the beauty, the creativity, the joy of holding your light. Building strength, in and out of focus. Even when you're not directly focusing, intentionally focusing on holding your light, you are still holding your light at some level, at some depth, because of the impressions that you've made on your form. Add to that the fact that you are gathered in a circle around the world, in a gathering shoulder to shoulder around the world with each individual holding light, each with their own knowledge and experience and presence in holding their own light. Shoulder to shoulder means that we are also sharing consciousness through our forms. Your light remains your own. But your condition is generating a gathering of light holders that you are participating with, and their individual consciousness of holding form, of how they do that, of holding their own light, of how they live that day through day, through all the different conditions of their life, is being shared with you. And because that becomes and has already started becoming a beautiful gathering of light that is permanent, not just for when the show is on. Because of that, as everyone goes by their day and lives their life in holding light in all the different ways, in all the different conditions of life, and all of the different intentions for the world, these will be shared with you, made available to you to choose for yourself. You are now joining a gathering of growing consciousness of holding light. So not just what I'm sharing, but also what everyone who is in this gathering, in this beautiful mandala of light, has and is sharing and is making available just by living it. Can you see how extraordinary that is? I will continue to direct you to say, hey, look at this. This is an aspect of holding your own light. I will continue to do that. But as you hold your presence in this, as you work with this, as you develop your strength in holding your own light, you can also open up to new ideas that are being shared, not by me, but simply by being a part of this growing consciousness, developing, growing group, gathering of light holders in humanity throughout the light of humanity. Feel the strength of that. It doesn't mean that you have to force yourself or work hard or be intense about it. Just hold. You are sacred and your design is intentionally sacred and extraordinary. Learn about it. Learn about how to work. Learn about what it really is to be a sacred human being, home, whole, and holding your light. It changes everything. We are leaving a difficult condition, and that takes time. Clearing the distortion, yes, the distortion gets in the way, but the more you hold your light and the more you hold and impress in your form what you choose clearly and validly and with the intention of joy, not allowing distortion to interrupt it or interfere with it. In other words, don't add fear, anxiety, don't come from those places. Do your best to hold for what you choose in light. And it will come into being. It will generate. Learn to clear. I teach that elsewhere. It's absolutely critical at this time, learning to clear distortion. Absolutely critical. But holding in light and holding for what you choose for yourself, that's strength. Doing it consistently so that it is so deeply and strongly impressed in your form, so that even when you're not focusing on it, it is there. It is being held by your form, being flooded with your light, being held in the matrix so that it comes into the world. And if you have a subject that carries too much anxiety, instead, take a step back and add a step in. Add the step in of being clear of all distortion so that this choice of yours is your experience, what you live. It is your condition. Okay, I am with the intention of training holding the light. In this particular episode, I am actually showing you more about living in general with the extraordinary system that you have, the earthship that you are living with, what it is, how it works, and how to live it, how to do it, how to use it. Extraordinary. Extraordinary you are. So, as I said, strength in and out of focus. Hoo-wee. Okay, so we have a little bit of time left and there is another focus that I wanted to bring up. And that is that I often talk to you about and train and hold that people access their light via their heart, okay? Your heart chakra, your physical heart, your heart light is your light. You have many, many aspects and layers of heart. And that's honestly, that is the easiest way, the simplest way to access your light, to operate with your light, to step into being with your light, to hold with your light. However, I also want to acknowledge this, that you are your light, that your light is you. And that means wherever you are present, if you hold your light, if you put your attention on your light, if you choose your light, not nature's light, not earth's light, not the phase light. You can work with that. You can connect with that. You can merge your light with their light and do amazing things. Not Reiki light. Same thing. All this amazing light that is out there is wonderful, but then there is your light. And that is the key. That changes everything. For you and for the world, for you and for humanity. And so wherever you are present, meaning consciously present. So if you're standing in the line at the supermarket, but you're thinking about your child, you're not present at the supermarket, you're present with your child. Okay, so it's wherever you are present, wherever you are holding. So if you're thinking about your child, you're holding. Whatever it is you're thinking about your child, you're holding with that. If you're thinking about some creative thing that you're doing, some art piece or some writing, some developmental work, some personal inner work, then that's where you're holding. If you put your attention on your light, if you consciously know that your light is present, then it is. And that deepens and that strengthens. So think about every aspect of your life, even down to putting fuel in your car, washing the dishes. If you are present with your light there, then you deepen your God consciousness there. Now, the great thing about that is it's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle of pieces where each piece is light. And as they come together, what you are doing is holding light through your entire existence. And from that, if you are open to transformation, if you are open to there being life beyond what you know life to be. Your light will escort you into extraordinary conditions, wonderful ways of knowing, of being, of living. It's like suddenly discovering that you have hidden wings that you didn't know, and now you can fly, but you can't just, it's not just that you can fly around your yard or the local town. You can fly out to space. You can fly to other planets. You can visit different beings in different worlds and so much beyond that. This is what I'm talking about. There are few words that really can show you just how much is available. All the directions. You can spend your entire life banding in all directions, and what you will discover is more doors, more pathways, infinite directions of joy, of beauty, of exploration, all safe, all beautiful, all wonderful. And so all you need do is decide which path you want to take today. And do you want to keep learning down that path? Do you want to keep growing down that path? Or as you move down that path, do you feel like, oh, maybe I've gotten all I need from that? I'm going to go down this path now. You are infinite, amazing. And you're holding your light key to living that and experiencing that. Humanity is coming home, everyone. We are coming home, and as we increasingly are home and whole, everything is going to change. Everything is going to open up, and it's already started. You have those wings holding your light. Means living in that new way. Holding your life opens the doors for you, shows you the pathways, nudges you with ideas of what to ask, of what to look for, of what to travel down. There will come a time when healers won't be. People won't be healers because we'll be beyond that. Can you imagine? But those wonderful paths that once were healing will be left behind for other even more extraordinary paths. You don't lose anything, you only gain. You don't lose a thing. You only become free, strong. Your strength is used in ways that you didn't know were possible. Your light, you'll be able to use in ways that you had no idea. Your life, your design for your life, will develop in ways that you never could have imagined. This is what you are. This is what you are returning to. Home. Freedom. Strength. Holding your light is a significant aspect of that. You are coming into a freedom that you didn't even know was missing. You might know about some stuff. I promise you there's more. It's extraordinary what you really are compared to how humanity has been living. Just so far apart. Okay, so this is really what I wanted to talk to you about in this show. I've spoken to you about several very significant things, and if you've been here before, you know I will talk about different things over in different ways, taking you deeper into the consciousness and supporting your strengthening of your form in the direction of what you choose, holding what you choose, holding your light and being strong, holding your condition and being strong. This is the journey that we are on, and it's happening. It's not fast. It takes time, but you're building your muscles, you're building your strength in the direction that you want to go, in the life that you want to lead, in the world that you want to experience. Working on setting up playback episodes in between the live episodes. Okay, so this is live, and when you record, listen to the playback, it's going to say this is live, so that's confusing. But I promise I'll put on the headers the live shows versus the playback so that you're clear. But I do want to have the shows playing in the off times, because at this stage I only do one live show a month. So I'm going to broadcast the playback shows in between. I've just got to learn how to do it. But in the meantime, this show will be available to listen to, and all the other playbacks are available to listen to on my channel. So keep an eye out. Go and check it out if you want to work with other episodes. The next live show will be in May. It's always the second Monday in USA and Tuesday in Australia of the month. That's the focus. So the next episode will be Australian Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday, 11th of May at 10 a.m. And Pacific Daylight Time. I usually use Pacific Time as the guide. Pacific Daylight Time on Monday, 10th of May, 5 p.m. So please disregard the Blog Talk radio show times, because they get mixed up with all the daylight savings changeovers. So this one, actually, I had set for my time 10 a.m., which is what it should be, and I had to change it because it was going to start an hour early. And that was very confusing, and it was giving really confusing times, but also actually had the starting time, it was going to kick off an hour early, which is frustrating. I think I've shared everything. Again, if you want to get my easing, which is where I share all my times, any changing conditions, any changes in light show information and other information, my website is daniellamvreen.com, and you can go there, and this is available here on my channel, And you can go there and sign up for the e-zine, and that way you'll be kept up to date with what's going on and other work that I do. I also have a YouTube channel, and I do personal sessions and group training and so on. So there's all kinds of stuff going on that's available for you. And if you head over to my website, you can see it all there, and you can sign up for my e-zine. Okay, so that covers everything that I wanted to share with you today. Thank you so much for holding presence. Thank you so, so much, everyone, for holding the light, for holding your light, for each of us here, for yourself, and for humanity. You are changing everything and coming home. That's what it's all about. Thank you. This is Daniella Breen, and thank you for joining me on The Light Show.